Blog Talk Radio.
Pray for me. I'm afraid that I'm about to lose it all. Pray for me. I don't need gravity for tears to fall.
Welcome to Saw the Earth. I am your co-host,
Kendra Coe. So come on in, where we pray for you and engage with you, delivering a message to you from God in the written word. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We want to welcome everyone to Sow the Earth today. We ask that you let your friends and family know every Friday, 3 p.m. So welcome, welcome to Sow the Earth. Today, on this beautiful day, August 6th. So today's topic is the five signs that the devil has sent someone to you. So that's today's topic. Can you guys hear me out there today?
Amen.
Okay. I just want to know, just want to make sure you guys can hear me. Amen. So now I'm going to turn you over to your host, Alexandra Coe.
Welcome, 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 beloved. Welcome to the Salt of the Earth. I am your host, Sister Alexandra, and my co-host is Sister Kendra. Thank you guys for attending today, giving glory to God and asking for the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Here at the Salt of the Earth, we are here to encourage you, to uplift you, and to inspire you, and pray for you and with you. We at the Salt of the Earth point you to the Word of God, written scripture, the gospel, and the life of Jesus Christ. Our prayers and prayings can go deep, and our prayer bullets, when aimed, will hit their target. Enough said. Now let's get started. We never take anything for granted, so let's bow our head for our opening, cleansing, and prayer protection. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the bread of life. Let us feast on you and find nourishment for our souls. You are the light of the world. Let us follow you out of the darkness. You are the door. Let us enter the Father's presence in your name. You are the good shepherd. Let us rest in your provision. You are the resurrection and the life. Let us find life and victory in you. You are the way, the truth, and life. Let us love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Pray this in your name. Amen. I receive the spirit of power, love, and sound mind. In Jesus' name, amen. No demon has the right or power to attack my mind or anyone on this prayer line's mind because it is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth in Jesus' name. In the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I release the angels of war from the kingdom of God. Angels, take your positions against Satan and his demons now. Cover the prayer line, the whole air, land, and sea with the blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Okay, so today's topic is the five signs that the devil sent someone to you. Amen. So a lot of people don't believe the power that the devil has. And so if they don't believe how much power the devil has, they won't believe that the devil can send someone to you. Amen? The devil can send someone to you now. A lot of Christians in church today, some of them are naive about the powers that the devil has. Amen? Because I know we pray and we be on our knees. But the devil is still busy. He's still in business, and he still has power. So today's topic is five signs someone is sent by the devil in your life. We're going to go to 2 Corinthians 11, 13 through 14.
For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Into an angel of light.
It is not ideal to be alone all the time. There are times we need to be close to someone, family, friends, colleagues, or Christian people. We need to make sure the relationship we have with these people are good ones. The Bible taught about having two unreliable friends and what it could result in. Let's go to Proverbs 18 and 24.
A man that has friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
But there is a friend who sticks closer to you than a brother. Okay? Did you hear that? But there is a friend who sticks closer to you than a brother. It doesn't matter how many unreliable friends you have. There will always be a friend that will be closer to you than some family members. The devil knows about this. And if he can get a person to fit him in this position, he will have the ability to control your life. The devil wants to kill you. He wants to destroy you. This should let you understand that he will use every possible means of getting you. One of these ways is sending people into your life to make you fall into his trap. These people come into your life like a friend. They know everything about you. They advise you. They tell you their secrets so that you can tell them yours too. These people are everywhere. They're in your schools. They're in your work. They're in your neighborhood. They talk with you. They walk with you. You cannot easily discern these people until they have completed their mission in your life. Another thing you must know, they are in churches. We call these people frenemies. They are the unfriendliest people, the unfriendly friends. They are the ones that hug you and shake your hands with a handful of thorns and stab you in the back. It is hard to get rid of these people in one's life. They cannot easily be discerned. They disguise themselves. They are like their father, Satan. They will disguise as an angel. They appear in white, but they're full of darkness. The truth is, you have them in your life, and none of us is free of these people. The devil will always plant one of them in our lives. This is the time to discern them and cut them loose from your life. This is the time to stop this toxic relationship with these people. This is the time to run from them and save your soul. There are things we need to watch out for in these people. There are things they do that will make us see them. We must not forget to pray that God open your eyes to see these people and know the truth about them. So even when they disguise themselves, we will be able to see them. It is one thing to be able to see these evil people. It is another thing to be able to run away from them. Some of these people have become a part of our lives.
We believe the relationship we have with them is divine, and we don't want to end it because we feel we might hurt them. We need the power to end all evil relationships. It's not about identifying them. It's about having the power to run away from them all. Signs to watch out for that the devil has sent you. These are signs. I'm going to give you five signs to watch out for that these people have been sent to you from the devil. Number one, they encourage you to do evil. There is no way someone God has sent into your life will ask you to do evil. God hates evil, but these people encourage you to do evil no matter how small. They encourage you to gossip about people. They encourage you to steal, do drugs, sleep with other people. They encourage you to steal, be a lookout, do cash fraudulent checks, or you stolen credit cards, or help rob a person or a home. They may not have a record and may not mean to get you caught up, but they couldn't discern the people the devil sent to them. And they didn't want to lose their friendship, but they got caught up and ended up in jail. Don't think the devil will come in his original form to tempt you. He will send people to you instead. This is why the Bible says in Proverbs 1:10,
my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thy not.
That's when evil people come. You must not consent to this. Number two, they keep you around them because they need a favor from you. God doesn't allow people to use you. You allow people to use you to keep their friendship around. If a person can't use you to their advantage, what's the use? What's the purpose? To keep you around for favors of all kinds, right? God does not allow anyone to use you, not even his own. So keep that in mind. Number three, dream killers. We know the devil to be the number one dream killer. It would not take him anything to kill your dream. If that person you are calling a friend or the one you're close to is trying to kill your dream, you must run. The family of Joseph, his brothers, they were dream killers. They wanted to kill the dream and make sure the dream comes to naught. You can be sure of the one who sent his brother against them. The devil did. The devil can use anyone who makes himself available to him. It does not only have to be friends. It can even be family. Everyone has a dream, and we want to be great in life. We want to be known. But these people will never want that for you. They never want that to happen. They will always find a way to keep you under so that the dream will never become true. God will always want you to be great. After we read through his word, we will understand the plans of God, always good ones. The devil will always want you to destroy that plan. This is why he will send people to you to destroy it. So don't be so quick to tell everyone your plan. The fourth sign, they are not happy with your success, and they want you to fail. Watch out for people who are not happy when you become successful. If anyone criticizes your success, if they say you don't deserve it, or if they don't congratulate you or speak against your success, you need to run from these people. They don't want you to be successful in life, and the reason for this is because they don't want you to rise above them. They want to be able to control you. They want you to be below them. There are people like this in your school. They are against you. They come as friends to you. But deep down, they want you to fail. These people must never be in your life. There are people you must pray against and run from. This is the time you need to ask God to expose evil friends before they cause huge damage to your life. Number five, they divert attention from God. These people are manipulative, and if there is anyone telling you something bad about Christianity or Jesus or God, to run away from it. When they badmouth your religion, when they say sweet words to move you away from God, you should know you need to run. If you have warned them or told them to stop and they refuse, you must run. What these people are doing to you is planting doubt, a seed of doubt. When the seed starts to grow, it brings the seed of disbelief or unbelief in you. This is when you start doubting God. You must start looking for alternatives outside of Christ. The Bible says in Romans 16, 17 through 18.
Now, I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ by their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple.
Amen. So the Bible says they smooth talk and make you believe things, and they shift your focus from Christ. They tell you what is a sin and what is not, and they make you believe. So if you have people like this in your life, run. People warn you about them. God works in many ways. He uses people around them to warn you about the people sent by the devil. If people keep warning you about these people, like maybe your spouse, your friends, the pastor, because they couldn't see the truth. They couldn't discern. Hope is not lost. God can change them and change them from, and take them from, grab them from the devil's hand. But you need to pray seriously. This is not something you need to take as a joke, but this is something serious. You need to take action. The Bible says you must watch and pray. Many people have been destroyed by the devil. They couldn't discern the signs by the devil. You must guide your family so that they will not be used by the devil. It's very important to watch and pray. Amen. So today's topic, the five signs someone is sent by the devil into your life. And once again, for the people that just joined in, I'm going to go over it. Each one of the five steps. So let me go over the steps again. The signs to watch out for people that the devil has sent to you. Number one, they encourage you to do evil. There is no way someone God has sent into your life will ask you to do evil. God hates evil, but these people encourage you to do evil no matter how small. They encourage you to gossip about people. They encourage you to steal, do drugs, sleep with other people. They encourage you to steal, maybe be a lookout. They ask you to do things like fraudulent checks, or they might ask you to use stolen credit cards or help rob a person or a home. They may not have a record, but they may not mean to get you caught up with them. But when you get caught up with them, what is the result? You get caught and you go to jail. Number two, they keep you around because they need a favor from you. God doesn't allow people to use you. You allow people to use you to keep their friendship around. So if a person can't use you to their advantage, what's the use? What's the purpose? To keep you around for favors, all kinds of favors, right? God does not allow anyone to use you, not even his own people. So keep that in mind. Number three, they're dream killers. We know the devil to be the number one dream killer, and it will not take them anything to kill your dream. So if that person you are calling a friend or the one you're close to is trying to kill your dream, you must run. The family of Joseph and his brothers were dream killers, and they wanted to kill the dream and make sure the dream comes to naught. You can be sure of the one who sent his brothers against him. It was the devil. The devil can use anyone who makes himself available to him. It does not only have to be friends. It can even be family. Everyone has a dream, and we want to be great in life. So we want to be known, but these people will never want that to happen for you. They will always find a way to keep you under so that the dream will never become true. God will always want you to be great. After we read through his words, we will understand the plans of God are always good ones. But the devil will always want to destroy that plan. And this is why he will send people to you to destroy it. Don't be so quick to tell everyone your plan. The fourth sign, the sign that they are not happy with your success and they want you to fail. Watch out for people who are not happy when you become successful. If anyone criticizes your success, if they say you don't deserve it, or if they don't even congratulate you, or if they speak against your success, you need to run from these people. They don't want you to be successful in life, and the reason for this is because they don't want you to rise above them. They want to be able to control you. They want you to be below them. There are people like this in your school. They are against you. They come as friends to you, but deep down, they want you to fail. These people must never be in your life. There are people you must pray against and run from. This is the time you need to ask God to expose all evil friends before they cause huge damage to your life. And number five, the last one, they divert your attention from God. These people are manipulative. If there is anyone telling you something bad about Christianity, Jesus, or God, you need to run away from it. When they badmouth your religion, when they say sweet words to move you away from God, you should know you need to run. If you have warned them and you told them to stop and they refuse, you must run. What these people are doing to you is planting doubt, a seed of doubt. When the seed of doubt takes hold, it begins to grow. It brings the seed of disbelief or unbelief in you. This is when you start doubting God. and you will start looking for alternatives outside of Christ. And the Bible says, once again, in Romans 16 through 17.
Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and go by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple.
The Bible says they smooth talk and make you believe things, and they shift your focus from Christ. They tell you what is a sin and what is not, and they make you believe. If you have people like this in your life, run. People warn you about them. God works in many mysterious ways. He uses people around you to warn you about these people sent by the devil. But if people keep warning you about these, like your spouse, friends, parents, pastors, these people see something you cannot see. Not that you're not safe with them. They might have been sent by God to warn you. You need to listen to them. You need to run. A perfect example is girlfriend and boyfriend. Some people have married people they have no business marrying. They were captured, blinded by love or lust, and you married anyway. You must make sure that your family is established in Christ. You must make sure your foundation is on Christ. Many people have married their enemy, couldn't see the truth. They couldn't discern. Hope is not lost. God can change them and grab them from the devil's hand. But you need to pray seriously. This is something you need to not joke about. This is something serious. You need to take action. The Bible says you must watch and pray. Many people's lives have been destroyed by the devil. They couldn't discern the signs by the devil. You must guide your family so that they will not be used by the devil. It's very important to watch and pray. Amen. So those are the five signs that the devil has sent someone in your life. There are instances where people have tried to warn other people. If a person is coming to you, not just you, other people may come to talk to this one person about another person that they, you know, see something or they can't put their finger on it, but every time they're around them, incidences happen or something like that. That's something you need to watch out for. Pay attention. They could be a good friend of yours, a close friend of yours. And, of course, we don't like anyone talking about our best friend or someone that's really close to us. But not only have that person came to you, another person has came and said something. And another person. All these people don't know each other. They're different people. But they're coming and telling you the same thing someone else says. That's something just for you to keep your eye on and pay attention. Because the Lord may be sending these people to you to warn you about the situation you're in. You're so close in the situation, you cannot see what's going on. You're in the situation, but people outside of it can clearly see something that you cannot see. And the devil has the friend, and the friend is closer to you than a brother, and he has wrapped himself around you. He has coiled himself around you. And any outside interference, you'll notice he shows up or she shows up everywhere with that friend. You'll notice that they feel they are entitled when they're around their friend. Whatever their friend do, they feel like they're entitled to it too. So those are some signs that you need to watch out for. And another sign that I wrote down, some signs. These are different demonic signs or spirits in the church, and some of us are not aware. Some of us are not aware of it. So I wanted to go ahead and go over this with you too. Okay, the different signs of demonic spirits in the church. The first one I'm going to talk about, if we have enough time for, is narcissistic. This is a personality disorder. They need constant praise and admiration. They have a sense of entitlement. They exploit others with guilt or shame. They frequently demean people. They intimidate. They bully or belittle others. Their traits are sensitivity to criticism, passive aggression, fantasies, long-held grudges, something that happened years ago, and they bring up the past. They love going into the past. Envy. They envy someone. You just got a new car, new job, a new house. They envy. Again, where I just went over the five signs, they don't want to congratulate you. They're envious of your success. Number six, they never think they are wrong. They never apologize about anything. A person who has an excessive interest in or admiration of themselves. Narcissistic people who think the world revolves around them. Yeah, they think the world revolves around them. So a narcissist uses their religious beliefs to manipulate, control, and dominate you through fear. Let me say that again. A narcissistic person will use their religious belief to manipulate, control, and dominate you through fear. God doesn't give us a spirit of fear. We done went over this time and time again here on this prayer line. We do not use fear or fear tactics in any kind of way to want to be in the Word of God or to get you to receive God. This is something that should come naturally to you. This should come to you because you want to know God. You want to experience God. It shouldn't have to be done through a force or telling you you're going to hell. That's a choice. God gives us a choice. So I have some bullets here that I want to go over with you for today's lecture. And this one, and these are 11 bullets that I have for you. Now I'm going to repeat it one time, and then if you would like to say it with me the second time, you're more than happy to join in. So the first time you can listen to the bullets, okay, so you know if you want to say them or not. Okay, the first bullet. O Lord, let nothing or no one come between me and my marriage in the name of Jesus. Number two, I refuse to let the enemy sway me from my success in the name of Jesus. Number three, I reject and renounce every evil plan laid out for me by my frenemies, in Jesus' name. Number four, I cast down every roadblock hindering my progress, in Jesus' name. Number five, I break and loose myself from every problem transferred into my life, in Jesus' name. Number six, O Lord, open my eyes with discernment to recognize those whom the devil sent to me in the name of Jesus. Number seven, O Lord, show me who are my true friends in Jesus' name. Number eight, help me, O Lord, to recognize your voice. Number nine, Father, help me to see my mistakes and faults and to do all in my power to overcome and correct them in the name of Jesus. Number 10, oh Lord, bless my domain and help me make the best choices for friends. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord in Jesus' name. And number 11, Lord, begin to restore me to the perfect way in which you created me in Jesus' name. Amen. So now I'm going to repeat them. If you would like to repeat them with me, we're going to go over the first one again. Oh, Lord, you can say it along with me. Oh, Lord, let nothing
but nothing
or no one
come between me
and my husband,
in the name of Jesus.
I refuse to let the enemy sway me from my success. In the name of Jesus. I reject. And renounce. Every evil plan. Laid out for me. By my frenemies. In Jesus' name. I cast down. Every roadblock. Hindering my progress. In Jesus' name. I break. And loose myself. From every problem. Transferred into my life. In Jesus' name. Oh Lord. Open my eyes. With discernment. To recognize those. Whom the devil sent to me. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord. Show me who. Are my true friends. In Jesus' name. Help me, O Lord. To recognize your voice. Father. Help me to see my mistake. And fault. And to do all. In my power. To overcome. And correct them. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord. Bless my domain. And help me. Make the best choices. For friends. As for me. And my household. We will serve the Lord. In Jesus' name. Lord. Begin to restore me. To the perfect way. In which you created me. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. So if you just said those prayer bullets with me, amen. May God bless you and may they begin to manifest in your life so you can see the best of yourself through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And at this time now, we will have a poem from Kendra, Sister Kendra. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Alexandra. First, I want to thank God, giving all thanks and glory to my Lord, Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, for your son, Jesus Christ. I thank you guys for coming on the Solder Earth and joining us in prayer, on the prayer line. Today's poem is titled Light Unto My Path. Your ways are better than mine could ever be. Show me the path, Lord. Help me to see. If the wrong road I should ever use, straighten my thoughts and help me to choose a path that is pleasing as it rolls along. Keep my thoughts busy. Teach me right from wrong. In the wrong world, I should repeat, be a light unto my path and a lamp unto my feet. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:16-17.
Amen, amen. So for those of you who are coming on now, you missed a very, very good sermon. Amen. And today's topic was about the five signs someone is sent by the devil in your life. Amen. And we had prayer bullets. And we had prayer bullets to go along with them that you needed to say. Amen. With the sermon today. So it was a very, very good topic. We pointed out five different ways that the devil sends someone into your life and how he's transformed into your life. He's closer than a brother. He's right there. And the devil has made it possible to send him into your life because these people have made themselves available to the devil so the devil can plant that person in your life. He's not going to always come the way you expect for him to come. He's going to come through people. He's going to come through family members. He's going to come through friends. He's going to come through people that you know, and they are right there, real close to you. And you don't even know that the devil has put them in your life, that they are right there. You can't see the signs because you're in the situation, so you won't be able to see other people outside the situation that see what's going on, that can see things, may come and tell you something that they see. But because he's closer than a friend, he's close to you or she, you may not be able to see it. But if more than one person has came to you, different people have came to you and said the same thing over and over, you need to pay attention. Because the Lord is sending someone to you to let you know that the devil has planted someone in your life, and he's right there. But you can't see it because you guys are friends. He's in your family. He's closer than what you think. So by you and this person being closer than a brother, you don't want to hurt the friendship. They're right there. You feel the friendship is divine. You feel like you guys are really close. But really, the devil sent them there to get close to you. They're dream killers. Let me go over the five things they are. They're dream killers. They keep you around for favors. They also divert you from the word of God, and they encourage you to do evil things. Amen. So those were the five signs. And the Bible talks about this. He talks about having unreliable friends, the ones that smile in your face, shake your hand, a hand of thorns, and stab you in the back. He talks about this in the Word. So they are your neighbor. They are your friend. They're in the neighborhood, so they're all around us. But the devil will always plant someone in your life that was sent from him. Never think, and we as Christian people, never think that the devil can't get close. He's closer than what all may be well and nothing is going on, but you have something planted right in your house, right with you, in your relationship, in your circle. The devil is always present. Remember that. And those of us who can discern, God bless, amen. For those of us that don't know how to discern just yet or haven't used that gift, then we need, God knows this. That's why he sent people to warn you. We need to always pay attention to the warnings that God sent us. He says there is warning before destruction. If this person stays in your life, your whole life can be destroyed. Your foundation is built on the word of God. Your foundation is built on the Lord. So don't think the devil is not present in your life, whether it's quiet or not. He's still there. His presence is there. So we have to watch and pray. The Bible tells us to watch and pray. That's very important. Amen. Because when these type of things happen, this person can destroy your life. When a person like this is in your life, you need to run. The word is to run. So we want to make sure that we have the right people in our circle. Don't think that no one can't do wrong. If you think anyone in your circle can't do wrong, then you are misled. You are misled. Anyone can do wrong. We even do wrong ourselves, so don't think that no one in your circle can't do wrong or no one in your circle can't do harm. Sometimes the quietest people that don't even have a record can wreak havoc in your life. Just because they haven't got caught by the police or they don't have a record or they don't show no signs of doing anything that you haven't heard of that's outrageous does not mean they cannot bring destruction. The devil only comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And this person will be in your life until their mission has been completed. And that completion is to come and destroy you. He will be in your life until his mission is over, has been completed. So you must remember that. Another thing you must also know, they are in churches, and we call these people, again, frenemies. They are unfriendly friends. They are the ones that you hug, shake your hands with a handful of thorns, and stab you in the back. It is not hard to get rid of these people once they get in your life. They cannot easily be discerned because they disguise themselves. They are like their father, Satan, and they will disguise as an angel. They appear in white, but they're full of darkness. So the truth is that you have them in your life, and none of us is free of these people. And the devil will always plant one of them in our lives. So I want you guys to remember this. This is the time to run from these people and save your soul. There are things we need to watch out for in these people. Amen. So that was our topic today. And I want to now open up the floor for anyone who would like to have a testimony. If anyone has a testimony today that they would like to talk about, amen, or anyone that needs prayer, I'm going to open up the floor right now for anyone. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I just want to say amen. Wonderful topic today. Praise God. I like all the key points that you hit on today, and we just got to use our discernment. You know, we got to know, we got to, like you said, the people disguise themselves as an angel of light. So if the inner man in you or the inner woman in you is telling you something ain't right about somebody, despite what we see on the outside, we need to trust what our inner man is telling us, because the outside is going to lie. And the outside know how to keep up a lot. I watch a lot of Dateline and a lot of that kind of stuff. And these people be lying to people for years, perpetrating a fraud for years. And you come to find out this ain't even this person's real name or where they were born. They've been lying to you, and they took all your money. So, you know, we got to really trust our discernment and not be stupid about something, you know. Like you said, people attach themselves to you because of what you can do for them. like when I look at somebody and I see somebody that's attached to a lot of people that can do something for them, but they can't do nothing for anybody around them, like they're feeding off of everybody, that you call that a parasite. You call that a leech. So we got to watch out for parasites and leeches that they feeding off of everybody and they not feeding back in at all. Like, they not doing nothing for you. Everything you doing is for them. They always need your help. They never try to branch off and try to do it by themselves. And they'll tell you, but we have to pay attention to what they say. They'll tell you stuff like, oh, people help me all the time. People send me money all the time, thousands of dollars. Well, why are people always sent by you at Brown over here? I sent this, or I helped this person, or I did this. Somebody always helping you. So, you know, we got to pay attention to what they're saying and stuff like that, because like you said, the devil will send an enemy in the midst in a minute. Judas sat right at the table, drunk from the wine, and then asked, are you talking about me? Knowing that he was talking about him. So I just thank God for that lesson on the day. And I thank God for your ministry, and I hope God continues to bless you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Prevo. So like I said, these people are takers. They're not givers. Somebody's always doing something for them. That's where that narcissist come in at. They're always looking. They feel entitled. These are signs of a narcissist. They want control. They get angry quick. You know, they feel entitlement, you know, and they just take. Whatever you give them, they take, you know. They never say, I'm sorry. These are people that will never tell you they're sorry for anything. They're too proud. They don't know what it's like to say, excuse me, thank you, or whatever. And if they do say it, it's because you said something. They don't naturally do it because it's not naturally in them. So they feel entitled. You know what I'm saying? So people are always giving, 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 and they will take until you can't give them. They will continue to take. As long as you give, they will continue to take. But you will never see it come back to you. You will never see it come back to you. And they will always have a story for you. And that they're waiting, maybe they telling you they waiting on the Lord, or they waiting on the check, or they waiting on, they can give you all kind of stories. But what I'm saying to you is these people, when people just take all the time, you never see, and if they do give you some, it's like you done gave them maybe 100 things before they even do the one. But I'm just saying, you want to be equally yoked with people. Give the same, this is what I'm going to advise to you. Give the same energy to them that they give to you. Let me say that again. Give them the same energy that they give to you. Okay?
Uh-huh.
That way, you won't have to worry about you overgiving them something. You showing more concern, more love, more whatever. The Bible says, do unto others as you want to be done by. I'm the type of person, I like to give. I don't mind giving. I have no problem. I don't go back to the person to ask for anything, because once I give to people, I don't look for people to give anything back to me. But you got some people that will take, that will take, that will take, that will take, and never say, you know what I'm saying? They just will continue to take. They will never reciprocate what you do for them. So if you keep giving the same person that's in your circle or somebody that you know over and over, you keep doing this, then you're beneficial for them. That's why they keep you around, because they know they can continue to tell you whatever they tell you, whatever stories they tell you. And they can continue to always get a favor, or they know that you're a kind-hearted, you will always be giving. They will continue to take. And in the world, you know what we call them? We call them bums.
Uh-huh.
In the world, we call them bums. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So we want to give the same energy. Let's remember this, people. We're going to give the same energy back to the people that give it to us. They give us good energy, we're going to give them back good energy. We're going to give them, we're going to love them like the Bible say, but we're going to give them the same energy they give us. So if they show love and concern, we're going to give them love and concern. We're going to still always love them where we are supposed to as a brother, but we don't have to empty out our pockets. We don't have to deprive ourselves to make them better than or more above or entitled. You're entitled to happiness as well. You're entitled to good things as well. Amen.
Amen.
So let's give them back the same energy with love. We're going to give them love that we are supposed to give them, but we're going to give them back the same energy. You will not be held accountable for giving them the same energy, because the word says, do unto others as you want to be done by. So fair exchange, no robbery, right? So we're going to give the same energy. We're going to give the same energy that they give us. And that way we won't be overdoing it, and we're giving more and they're giving less, and we feel a certain type of way because we shouldn't have to feel like that. Amen?
Amen.
So I have the floor open. Is there anyone that needs prayer today? Amen? Anyone that needs prayer?
I got a praise report.
Okay, amen. Go ahead, brother.
My newest grandchild, about 2 months old, was in the hospital the better part of last week. Final diagnosis was RSV, I think it is. Some kind of virus, you know, that hits kids pretty hard, some of them. And it was a little scary for a minute. So she's just a little, you know, little pumpkin. But she's out. She's doing well. They was talking about putting on a ventilator. And I was yelling at my son, well, not yelling, but fussing at him. He said, I don't want her at that hospital. I want her over to Children's Hospital, you know. So it was pretty scary, you know, from an ICU and a 2-month-old baby. But praise God, she's out. She's doing well. I got to see her the other night. She just looked at me, and I just talked to her, and she just started smiling like, who is this? You know, but she's healthy. And that's God's working right there, you know. And I give God all the thanks and all the praise. You know, he's good. So,
amen.
Just want to do that report.
Amen. That's a good report, brother. Amen. Amen. Look at God moving. He will answer prayers. Amen. Anyone else? I heard someone else.
I just wanted to thank God for this day. You know, there's so many people didn't wake up this morning. And I thank God for all of my family, my sisters, my natural brothers and sisters, spiritual brothers and sisters, I know they all the land of living today. And my grandson, he had the COVID, but he doing good. That's my daughter, Kenya. So pray for her and her kids. I know her name is Kenya. And, but he doing good. And she said, no, they had a little fine, but they were doing good over there. And, so I just wanted to thank God, for my husband, you know, for being a good husband to me and a good father to our children, even our grandchildren, that he spend more time because he know you off the road now. So now he's been a blessing to our grandchildren, even our great grandchildren. And today we up here at Ray's. The Ray had is our grand open today, so that's why we went online earlier, because we were up here supporting him and stuff. And I just want to thank God, for being a good God in our lives and good God in your life and y'all lives and stuff, you know. We never had met you in person, but we met you in the spirit. I just want to thank God for you and your daughter, you know, for your prayer bullets, you know, and stuff, you know. And I just want to thank God for everyone that's online, you know, at the Prevost and their brother James, right? Yeah. And I haven't heard from him in a long time, but, you know, but anyway, I just want to thank God, for being the God in our lives, you know, and thank God that, you know, his granddaughter is doing good. So we are just going to put everything in God's hands, and he will work it out for us. So we're going to say the battle is not ours, it's the Lord. a lot of times it mm-hmm. the belongs to us, but the battle doesn't belong to us, it belongs to the Lord. And he never lost a battle. So we need to know how to put our battles in his hands, because that way though he will win our battles for us. And I just want to say that you continue to pray for us, and we can pray for y'all. Like I always say, then we all get prayed for, and we pray for one another, you know. And this, and I guess not the world. If people are in the world, they get wicked and wicked and wicked. You know, they make all kinds against the church. They ain't nice, right? They ain't wrong, right? They right, wrong. But God still got everything in control. He knows the right time, whatever it's going to be, it's going to be on his time, not our time. And so I didn't want to, so just keep me in, keep our family in prayer. We keep y'all family in prayer. And we mm-hmm. all be prayed for. So pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Paige, for that. I send prayers to you and your husband. I'm praying all the time. Amen. And I keep you guys in my prayer. Like you said, God is God. Amen. And so I pray for everyone on the prayer line, everyone. Everyone that attends, my prayers are with you. I send them with you. I pray before I get on the prayer line. Amen. For those who show up, I ask the Lord to bless each and every one that shows up on the prayer line. Amen.
Amen.
So we're supposed to pray together. We're supposed to stay together. And we may have our differences, but that's okay. At the end of the day, we are still one.
Amen.
No one said that this walk was going to be perfect. No one said we were going to always get along. And no one says, I'm not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. You see what I'm saying? I'm still going to continue. I'm still going to continue in the word because God is good. He wouldn't want me to give up, and I'm not giving up. He didn't give up on me. I'm not going to give up on him. So I will continue to walk. I will continue to be here, and I am just going to keep going as the Lord tell me to. So I will continue on this journey, and you guys know where to find us. We're here at the Salt of the Earth every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific. We're here at what? At you guys' time, I think it's 5 your time, Central. And then we're here at 6 Eastern time. So we're here. Like I said, we're here to pray with you, inspire you, and to uplift you. My job is to point you to the word of the Lord. I am not a pastor or a preacher. I'm just a messenger going over the word of God and the things that we should be looking at, the things we should be doing in order to continue our journey. We may hit on some things you never heard of in church, but that doesn't mean it don't exist because you've never heard it in church. So,
amen.
Amen. So we're going forward with that. And, you know, before we get off the line, I just wanted to update you guys on, I know you guys probably see things like I do, hear things like I do. So I'm always willing to share and to keep us, like, if I can, above, a couple of steps above of maybe what I've heard here, where I live and where you live. You may hear something different because we're told that the news is not always correct. They call it lie news, but that's all we got, right, besides hearing other things. So we just got to go with what we hear. But then when we hear other things, we share that as well. So we do have options, okay? So I just wanted to share with you guys. I heard on the news. In New York City, I'm not sure what city in New York, 300 nurses walked off the job because they gave them an ultimatum. The jab, take the jab, or leave.
Right.
So 300 nurses walked off the job in New York City.
Wow.
Okay, because they did not want to take the jab. And that tells you something. 300 nurses walk off the job. That's a big flag. That's a big red flag because you would think because they work in the hospital with the doctors and everything, if everything what they're saying is true about this shot, they would take the shot with no problem. They're giving the shots, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're giving us the shot, but if 300 of them walk off, it's a little bit something that they know that we don't know because they wasn't willing to take that shot.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Amen. So we don't know what it is, but these are the signs and wonders that, you know, that we hear about, and that makes you go, you know, you want to think about that, you know? So another thing I wanted to report to you guys as well. So you know, down in Louisiana, you may not know, but I'm letting you know now, in Louisiana and in North Carolina, the government has decided they're tired of asking you to come down and get the shot. So they're now knocking on your doors, and they have a car waiting outside to take you to get the shot. So they're going from door to door, knocking on doors. And the people are outraged by this. I saw this on YouTube, and a lot of people have a lot of things to say. People say they're not answering their doors. Some people say they better not come to their door. They go get something they don't want. People are saying all kind of things, because I think that's very bold of the government. Now, they told us we had a choice. But it looked like they're taking that choice away from people, and they're using these states as an example to let you know that if you don't come get the shot, we're coming and knocking on your door. We want you to be able to show us that you have that shot card.
Well,
if you don't have the shot card, then you need... If you don't have that shot card, then you need to come and get the shot. We have a vehicle, a minivan downstairs for people that need a ride and say, well, I'll be there. Oh, we got a van downstairs waiting for you. Don't you, what you guys think about that? Isn't that a little bold?
Yes, it is.
I
know.
Think they're trying
York,
to do everything
so
to save lives.
I know in New York,
I mean,
they said they
rather,
got, you got to have your card. You got to show your passport, your virus passport card in New York now. No,
right.
Get in store or get into the gym. You got to, yeah, show me your passport, your shot,
right.
You know.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
But
you
listen,
go
they prefer to get...
My door. Go ahead, bro, James. I'm sorry.
Daryl, they prefer to get the COVID. Girl, COVID is killing
Daryl.
People. This COVID is not a joke. Okay, yes, I believe it's one of the biblical plagues in the Bible, but it's not a joke. And the vaccine is helping. It is saving lives and making people where they don't have to be so on ventilators and stuff and so many people dying. And, I mean, we've been taking vaccines since I can remember. That's how polio was defeated. That's how chicken pox was defeated. I remember we had to get we waited. Basically, the parents said, okay, now you got rabies. I mean, you got chicken pox. You got the, what was the other one, the thing with the red bumps, you know? It was regular childhood diseases you were expected to get.
The measles.
You had to stay home. Yeah, the measles. But now they have vaccines for them. This is just another vaccine to keep away a deadly germ killer. But because of these lying politicians on the Republican side and pastors that done got paid to spread misinformation, people don't want to do it. If 300 people, nurses, walked off in New York, you know, that's their stupidity because they're listening into the wrong thing, okay? I have nurses, my sister's a nurse, my niece's a nurse, my daughter-in-law, plenty in my family. Okay, and everybody's getting it. I've got mine. No reactions from either shot. The shots are necessary and saving lives. So it's ridiculous for anybody not to get them. When I say, again, your children can't go to school unless they have their childhood shots. What are their childhood shots of that?
You know how many people die for taking the polio shot, though? So many people die for taking that shot. So my thing is not that the shot, it's just how fast they made the vaccination. And not that. It's how fast. It's at least 5 to 6 years before you get one approved. It was a year. And people are still taking the virus. They're still getting the virus, though. You might not. If you're still getting it, you're still getting it. So, you know, so
but
I don't.
Your body fights it off enough so it won't kill you.
And you want to take this. I don't. If I don't take it, they can take it. But don't tell me to take it, I'm not going to take it right now because I don't, there's a doctor, even doctors are not taking the shot.
It ain't been tested long enough.
They know how long it takes to get one approved. So it's nothing to do with the shot, is that how long it they took it to get approved. 1 year, and then you got it's out. And people are dying from it too, but they don't tell you that either. People are dying from it, but they don't, they're not telling you that. So, you know, so, I mean, I'm not, if you want to take your shot, that's fine. But don't tell me, take a shot if I don't want to. Because, I mean, it's not necessary for me to take one, like a polio shot, kill so many kids. You won't hear about that either. But I've researched stuff, and I read a lot. And I don't just say something that's just a fake news, because they are fake news. There is a virus going around, but they make it more bad than what it really is. People are not dying now from nothing but COVID. How about heart attacks, strokes, cancer? People still die from that, but they're not. You can die from cancer now. They tell you it's from the virus. So
right.
No, so I know. So, you know, we just lost stuff. So if you want to take a shot, that's fine. But don't tell me to take one. I'm not going to take one right now.
Amen.
This is Sister Kims. I just want to say something quick. When has government cared about the people so much that they give you rights to go take a vaccination? Before this virus happened, just like anything else, just like before, you know, before September happened, the September 11th mm-hmm. happened, anytime something go wrong in the country or in the world, people want to come together and do kumbaya. But as soon as everything settled and everything get back on track, then it's back to the hatred. When did the government care about the people so much that they give you vaccinations? They worrying about you getting the shot and making sure that you're okay. Any other time they be hating on you, they hate you, they don't want to help you. They don't really want to help you financially. Look, all these people just getting kicked out of their place because they can't pay rent. Like, it's their fault that the pandemic happened. Okay, so, yeah, a lot of people might be behind on their rent. Maybe some people didn't pay the rent because they had other obligations. You know, most people in this country have kids. But what I'm saying is, well, they don't help you. They don't help the country when it makes sense. So why try to help the country now? I'm just saying, we could have a lot of problems in this country, not just in the country, but globally, could have been fixed. Like, they need to fix the grid. They need to pay people more money. Just on a national level. But now you want to help tell people, oh, let's get vaccinated. Why? So you can turn around and dog the people again.
Yeah, because the white people died, so that's the urgency.
There it goes.
Amen.
I said, because it's white people dying, that's the urgency. That's white people dying now. When it was black people dying, they laughed and joked about it. Now that it's white people dying, it's an extreme urgency. So that everybody, they must get the shot because they want to stop this now because they know they're dying.
Right. And a lot of, amen, let me just say this. A lot of black people said that they're not affected by it. One thing, I'm just telling you what's out there, a lot of people say you need to make sure you keep your immune system high because we eat a lot of this food. What you call this food again? Processed food is not good for us. It's not even good for our bodies. You know what I'm saying? The processed food breaks us down. That's why we have all these diseases. They come from processed food, whether people believe it or not. You don't have to believe it, but that's where it's coming from. That's where the high blood pressure coming from, the diabetes, you know, all these other things, all these other diseases is coming out from this processed food because this food is not originally like it used to come out of the ground. They put so much stuff in it by the time we get it. You know what I'm saying? We eat this on a regular basis, and then it develops something in our body. Our body get used to it, and then we start having all these situations going on inside of us, aches and pains and wrinkles before time and just our body breaking down. And we just feel, you know, that processed food is not healthy for us. But they make it taste good. They put it out there, and we are eating it. We are eating processed food. We need to, you know, go back to healthy food, you know, because all this fried food all the time is not good for you, but it tastes good, but it's not good for your body. Another thing that I want to say, like you said that it's the white people dying now, so they're more concerned. That's why they want everybody to get a shot. But in the beginning, a lot of black people wasn't even getting it. But some black people, everybody's body is different. Everybody's body is different, so some black people did get it. You know, I heard about some black people. But have you guys paid attention to this? Since this flu has came out, now any flu can kill you. The regular flu can kill you. Pneumonia can kill you. You know what I'm saying? So flus have been around, and they have taken people out. But they ain't never picked anybody up to go do the flu shot. They tell you to go to CVS. They tell you to go to Walgreens every year. You can go get your flu shot. They ain't sending no truck to come pick you up, are they? No, they not. You just go in there and go get your flu shot. But with this flu, they want to come pick you up in a truck and take you down there to make sure you're getting it. So what is so different about this flu shot versus the flu shot already out here? Because this flu might be a little bit more dangerous. It could be. But it's still about keeping up your body. It still deals with your immune system. So what I'm saying to you, about this is, you know, they're paying more attention to this because they know they put this one out here. They can say China put it out. They can say whatever they want to. But the big wigs pay for them to release this stuff onto the masses to see how it would work. They are trying to also depopulate the world because they feel like there's too many people here. So they let a virus loose. They have, I'm sure they got something that they can take a shot or something, that they can be still okay. But they let it loose on the masses because these rich people want to depopulate. They want it to be more, less people, more jobs, more homes, more. You see what I'm saying? They want that cushion in between that, more resources. And they want to continue to get rich on top of this. I believe that's part of it, too. But I'm just saying, so when this virus came out, everything took a backseat. Cancer, diabetes, leukemia, lupus, everything took a backseat when this one virus came out. So you don't hear about people dying from that no more. Now all you hear about every death that comes along is from the virus, which I don't believe. I'm sorry to let you know. I don't believe every death that comes along had something to do with that virus. Maybe this virus might have played a part in that their body is already broke down and weak, so it was easier for them to catch it. Yeah, that's a strong possibility. But I don't believe that all these other diseases that was here before this one even came out just disappeared, and this one virus is just, the majority over all of them and just killing everybody. So all they can tell you about now is the virus is doing this. 200 people died from the virus. That's a bunch of bunk. Because these people are already weak in the hospital. You got people already weak in the hospital. So if they have people around them that may have the virus or may have tested positive for it, and then they get around these people that's in the hospital with weak immune system and they already on machines and take themselves, they may pass away because they ain't got enough to fight it. They already in there weak for something that they getting treated. And so this virus come along, which is much more stronger with a more powerful punch, then it'll have no problem taking them out. But they won't tell you like that. They gonna tell you that they died from the virus, which is not true. So that's why you got to be able to use your common sense as well. You know what I'm saying? So nothing right now exists but this virus. They want to put you on that level to think about nothing but the virus. The virus is important. This is what's going on. This is what's happening to people. You know, this is what they want us to believe. But we need to continue to look for the truth. We need to continue, like Sister Paige said, I love to read. Read and dig. Read and dig.
You know, more people die from it. And people that die from the virus, more money the hospital gets. Because they get money for people that die. They die from the virus, so they get more money. You know,
right.
Everybody that's dying is not dying from the virus. They say they are. You know, like my son said, Mama, God gave us immune system to fight of all diseases. You know, but he said, maybe get older, our immune system do get a little weaker, but you can always build it, like you said, build your immune system. You know, to fight the virus, you know, and then like some doctors even said, the mask will even help. So you know who to believe anymore. Because one doctor said, a lot of them know the mask don't even help because the virus is so tiny. Then you think about this, when the virus first came out, the only one mask could help, it's the N95, right? But now, people are making masks now. People are selling masks everywhere. So what happened? Did the virus get any weaker since it first came out? Then my thing is, look, like, my granddaughter, she was making masks. So we're selling masks. So everybody's selling masks. Jesus loves you, masks. It is masks. So what happened?
Did
anybody get any rich? Yeah, you know, so.
Yeah, all those masks, yeah.
So what happened to the virus? I mean, first of all, on the N95 virus, no mask. So now any mask would do. No, I don't see. And then they all said, you never see Dr. Fauci or Bill Gates. None of their family caught the virus. Like
yeah.
They doesn't see it. You're right. So they mother, and then take a shot, something to keep them from getting the virus. You never hear about Bill Gates and his family in the virus. Dr. Fauci, he says his mind every the month. He missed his mind is changed by the virus. So, you know, so
mm-hmm.
I know I said, I research, I just don't believe anything people tell me. That's why you said, discernment. Yeah.
Keep your mind strong. It's a mind thing. This virus is a mind thing. It's a money-making thing for the rich. Okay, they done make money out of the mask, like you said. They got you wearing people got shields. They got masks. It's a money-maker for them. And that's why they talking about they resetting the economy right now, because they making money off of the fear of the poor, this virus. Yes, the virus is out there, but they're making money off of us.
And I'm just backing up what Sister Paige said. This is a moneymaker, because if in California, they told everybody 3 months ago, oh, you can take off your mask. Everything is going to be okay. It's optional if you got the vaccine. Well, so all people that got the vaccine, they still got the COVID. So now you see the vaccine that they made did not work. So what I'm saying is if everybody have their masks indoors, they want to continue to move the economy, because you guys know when they first start telling you guys that the virus was happening in China, it was spreading, America did not want to shut their borders. Like that man said last night, you got immigrants coming over here from Mexico that he said they got the virus. They didn't let them loose in the country. So America, not just America, but a global, but especially America, they did not want to, they didn't even heed the warning when China said, hey, we have an outbreak. That was in December. Donald Trump did not put a national emergency, letting everybody know, because, you know, Americans do travel, letting Americans know around the country that, hey, it's time for you to jump on the plane because it's a virus. We're going to close down the borders. They did not close down the borders immediately. They probably wanted people to get sick because, like Sister Alexander, Sister Paige are saying, they make money. They make money whether you inside and shit, and they make money when you outside, because they still wanted people to support your local businesses, support your local restaurants. If it's a virus, well, who wants to eat virus burgers and french fries? Okay, who wants to eat viruses, you know, food with viruses on it? So they're going to make money off you at the hospital. They make money off the ventilators, the pharmaceutical making money. A lot of people probably went and got insurance, the insurance company making money. Then when we were shut in, the gas prices was down, right? So now the gas prices was down. Gas was, what, $2-something? Now gas is $4-something. I don't know how much it is in Texas, but it's $4.29 here in California. So the gas people, they stopped losing money. Now they telling people, well, you can still wear your mask indoor, because now the companies, these big banks and the farmers or whatever, they're losing money if you don't come to the restaurants, if you don't go to the movie theater. You see Applebee's, they never did this. They said, oh, if you spend $25, you get a free movie to go see this new jungle movie. Well, I've been going to Applebee's and going out to dinner. They ain't never gave you a free movie ticket with the meal. So I'm just saying, all around, it's a money maker thing. And it's about, I guess, who's going to be able to survive, you know, who's going to make the most money. To these people, it's a game. They're playing a game with your life.
Sister Kendra, you're absolutely right. Remember, the argument wasn't about, is it being safe to open up? The argument was about the economy. In other words, no, it's not safe. Economy is more important than your life. Remember that.
And we've seen your governor. We've seen your governor in New York. In New York, your governor is off the hook. He's telling, what did the governor say? He said he won't, he's going to drop out of your house and tell y'all off, and he's calling y'all crazy. I'm like, yeah, you can leave New York.
down here
he's berating people. He be rating the people on TV.
Alexandra.
Okay. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying too. So this is a moneymaker for the rich people. That's all I'm saying. This is a moneymaker for everyone, and it's a disadvantage to the people. It's a disadvantage to us, but it's a moneymaker for them. So it's all about the money. They don't care about us. Michael Jackson said it best in his song. They don't care about us.
And Fucci, he worked with Hillary, with her company. So they can make money. He making millions, she making millions. That's why Sister Pace said you guys got to read. It's out there. And a lot of people don't believe it. They're just going to go whatever the government's saying. But the government is evil. The government is not on your side. They don't really care about the citizens. They just putting it out there to scare you, to make money off of you, to keep you in line. Because a lot of, before this virus happened, a lot of people were saying, hey, we need a better wages. We need a living wage. People in America, because everything is going up and because everything is so high and it takes two or three people to do an income, especially, you know, like if you live somewhere like California, New York, you know, the big cities, before this virus happened, people were saying, hey, we need better living wages. The minimum wage in California was supposed to go up to, what, 20? I think they said $22. Then all of a sudden we have a virus. So they want to kill off the people so you won't, so they won't have to pay you.
Mm-hmm. So we're nothing but you guys, you got to look at it like this. We're nothing but casualties to them. We're on the stock market. Everybody don't do it, but we're on the stock market as money. So they get paid, you know, off of us, period, point blank. They're going to make money off of us one way or another, whether we want them to or not. They're going to make money off of us. Just like if something were to happen, if they launched a missile towards the United States, they would not tell us. You know why? Because they said they don't want the people to panic. Really? This is the last moments of our lives, and you don't want us to panic? And we make that decision? No, we make it for you. We will not notify you that something is headed this way until it's really almost upon you. They know in advance so they can leave, get their family members, try to get to solar place. But they're going to let us know at the last moment. So they wind up in panic. They don't want people to panic. So they let you know. You know what I'm saying? We call ourselves making the decisions for us. And they should not make decisions for us. They need to let us make our own decisions. Whether we panic or not, we the one that have to still go through it. If we panic, we still want to go wherever we want to go, where our loved ones or where we think we're going to be safe or whatever. That's not your decision to make. That's our decision, how we live in our final minutes. But if they don't tell us anything until the last minute, when we only got 30 minutes left or 45 minutes left before the bomb hit us, you can't do anything. But they knew way before the bomb was going to be launched that it was going to pop. It was going to be launched. And so they know when. But they tell us at the last minute. That's what I mean about. I mean, we are just. I said it all over again or whatever. But I also want to let you guys know, too, as well. So if you don't go and take this shot, like I said, they started in Louisiana, North Carolina. If you don't go take this shot, they got so they are going to beg you to take the shot, even though they're knocking on people's doors doing it. I don't know how many states are going to pick that up, but they're not. In the event that you don't pick that up, for me, this point is, who is that? Hello?
Hello.
Okay. Hello? Can you guys all hear me? Mr. Page, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay, so doing your meeting now, where you said they're paying them $150 per cow. So now your meat on the grocery store shelf have been shot with COVID-19. They are not aware which ones have gotten the shots, cattle already have gotten the shots, or where they're sending meat out. They're not letting you know that, but they already said that they started 4 weeks ago shooting the animals with the COVID-19, and they're paying. Do you think COVID-19? They're going to shoot them cows with that COVID-19 for $150 a cow. Because that's a lot of cattle. If they got cows, beef, buffalo, whatever they got, they're going to pay the $150 per animal. That's a lot of money to them farmers. So, you know, the farmers already been sold out on it. So just remember that, you know, when you go to the meat market, we don't know where it's going. They're not telling us where it's coming from, but they shooting the cows with COVID-19. So that's something for us to think about.
Yeah, this is a brother of James Lee from Las Vegas. They got it going crazy in Vegas. The governor is saying he don't want a mandate, but if people don't do it in the next week, he gonna mandate the mask. And then they're also saying nationally that you don't get your shot, you ain't gonna be able to do nothing. You like gonna be in more than quarantine. You won't be able to go out your door. So it's really getting crazy with that. And the whole thing is they're trying to put people in fear. That's all they're doing, and want to control. That's the bottom line. You know.
They're going to ask you for your card. So the only way they can verify if you've had that COVID shot, they're going to ask you for your card. They're going to ask you for your shot card to verify.
Pretty much.
And they say now people are duplicating that, so they don't know if those are real, but they're trying to make a system where they know that you've gotten the original shot. Because they stopped this one guy, they pulled him over. I don't know why they pulled him over. It was about a ticket or something, but they saw in the back seat he had a whole lot of cards from CVS. And they were all stamped by CVS, and they all said that they've taken the COVID shot. All you had to do was fill in your name. And they said he was selling them for, like, what, $20, $40 a pop. So I'm just saying, you see people doing that. So people doing all kind of things right now because they don't want to. So I guess after a while, once they get to their last, I guess when they get to their last straw, remember when they were talking about a lot of Walmarts is going to be what's this encampment places where they're going to be putting people? So maybe they go get to that point where if you haven't got the shot and they catch you out on the street without your shot card, then they're going to send you to one of those bases at Walmart where they talking about they was going to be putting people in those. What they call them? They call them some kind of encampments. You guys heard about that, where they say a lot of Walmart stores are going to be places where they're going to be putting a lot of people? A lot of Walmart stores that closed down. They said they were going to be putting these people in these encampments.
Well, you guys
Something like a concentration camp.
But this is just going down to the one world order. Like in Sweden, most of them people got the chip. I don't know if you guys seen the documentary, but you guys can look up the NIF chip. I think it's called the RFID chip. And people in Sweden, most of them got the chip. So I'm just saying, if you guys want to look at it, I mean, that's what it's boiling down to. They protested in Haiti. They protested in
Brazil.
Because America is not showing you guys those people over there protesting.
Yeah.
They're not showing you that they're protesting in the street about their freedom. Because they don't want to take the shots either. You guys go on the web, go on Google and type it in. Because America, you know, they don't report certain things because they feel like you guys are going to get out here and start protesting. But they're protesting in their country. All those people are in the street. They're going to their capital, to their president, and they're letting them know, hey, we don't want to take this shot. They might even stir up the people. They might start starving. They might say, okay, well, if you guys don't take a shot, we're not going to put food in the grocery store. Or we're not going to do this, do that, because you don't want to take the shot. But that's leading down, like I said, to the one world order. Like I said, you guys can go online, go to YouTube, and you guys can see Sweden already took the mark of the beast. That's what I'm calling it, because they have the chip in them. Now they might not be activated 100% with into the system, but they already got it. They already got the chip in their arm, and they don't even know, because they don't know if anybody. Well, they already naive. They say, oh, this is cool. They think this is another tech thing, but they already got them chipped. That's the next step. If you guys don't do the vaccination, they're going to probably say, okay, well, we're going to put a medical chip in you so we can release vaccinations and vaccines for when stuff happens. They're just going to say that, but that they're going to hide behind that. That's what I'm saying. They're going to hide behind that, but that's going to be a lie. Because how are you guys going to have these immigrants that's coming and you open up the borders for them and you tell my people to get vaccinations, but you ain't closed the Mexican border down from Texas and San Diego, Texas and California, and they coming over here. You don't, and those people might have the virus.
And they say all them people got
COVID. So again, you're
Bring the more pandemic
into
the country.
Spreader. Yeah, and they said those people going to different states. So those are super spreaders. And then I don't know if you guys seen it on the news too, the Spirit event. A lot of people, I don't know if the Spirit gave those people their refunds, but they went in an airport. They've been waiting for 3 days, maybe 4 days, to get their money back off their ticket. People traveling, you know, going here today. A lot of people don't know where to go, especially since this rent moratorium thing is hitting a lot of people. In California, it ends in September. So we have to see. We might be another year at this virus. So now what the people going to do with the economy? They're going to have to give us more stimulus checks. They're going to have to give people more stimulus checks. It's a petition saying that people should get $2,000 a month. That is single, and they have kids, they need to give $3,000. $2,000 for the parents and $1,000 for the kids.
So all this information is just for us to be in the know, that people around the globe, they are protesting, they're in the streets, they're not going to take the shots. They're not showing that over here in America because they don't want to give you guys any ideas to start doing like them. But they're over here demanding things that you need to do. They fighting for their freedom over there, but they making sure that this media over here don't tell you anything about what they're doing. Go on YouTube, and you'll see that Australia, Britain, all those people in the street every day. I mean, all you can see is people. You can't even see the road. Nothing but people, and they just marching every day saying that you're not taking away their freedom. They feel like you're taking away their freedom. They can't go anywhere. They can't do anything. And so they standing up and they fighting. But they don't go on the American channels to get that because they feel like you guys might get together and do the same thing that they're doing. They don't want that. So that's why you haven't seen it over here on your news. But go on YouTube. You'll see it. Just pull it up. Just pull up freedom fighting for, what would you say? COVID-19. Yeah, maybe put up COVID-19 freedom fighting with Britain. Britain fighting their citizens. Yeah, the citizens are fighting against their government for their freedom. And they're not willing to easily just hand their freedom over to them. They said they're going to fight because of the COVID-19, because they told them the same thing they told us. You can't go buy nothing. You can't eat. You can't do this. You can't do that. And then everybody just start coming out from everywhere. They like, no, you ain't finna take away my freedom. And, you know, so that makes sense. We don't want our freedom taken. I understand what they're saying. But like I said, this is the only virus that they going above and beyond to make sure you take that shot. Whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know. For some people it's good, for some people it's not. Like I said, everybody is different. Some people are more resistant to it because their immune system is built up. A lot of us that eat the wrong foods, our immune system is weak. So if it's weak, yes, this virus, not only will this virus catch you, the flu go catch you and something else go catch you too, because your immune system is weak. Your immune system has to be built up. So if you're not taking vitamins, you need to start taking vitamins. You know, you can start taking, what's that other stuff called? You need to start taking black seed oil, golden seal, all these things. You can go and spend your money and go get it in the store. Some people don't want to pay for stuff like that. They say, oh, I could take the flu medicine. Flu medicine is not building up your immune system. You're taking it to fight it. So I'm just saying, you know, two each is on, but just makes sense. If you know your body is not up to par where it's supposed to be, you should just try to take the vitamin C's, the vitamins, try to get this stuff into your system. Vitamin D3, they say, is good for us.
also for us as well. Black people, we got melanin in our skin. We need to make sure we get some sun every day. Vitamin D. We need to make sure we get some sun every day. Why you think they want to try to block the sun from the earth? They want to mess us up. Because when we get the sun in our system is more, I think our system is a little bit more powerful than theirs. When that sun hit our dark skin, whether we light or dark, when we get some of that sun, it does a lot for our immune system. It builds up our immune system. That's why they want to block the sun, see, because the sun, they get sun too, but it don't do the same thing for them that it does for us. So, you know, they're not on the same even playing ground that we're on. Because, see, we are the chosen people. And some things we can get, they cannot get. Their body can't take. So they try to go somewhere else and do something else different to bring us down to be either on their, not on their level, but below their level. They don't want us to find out about certain things so they can keep us under. But our skin, our melon, yeah, the sun is good for us. The sun is good for us every day. Get as much sun as you possibly can. It's good for your system. It helps keep your immune system up. Go ahead.
Get that certificate there.
Okay, so anyway, if there is no more prayer requests, and if there is no more requests or no more praise reports, we have any more? Anybody have anything they want to say before we go ahead and close?
Yes, this is Brother Warren, and I just want to give thanks to waking up every morning and making it through this cover without getting sick of war, and wishing just everything get better with time, but it don't look like it.
Amen. Well, we're going to stay prayerful, and we're going to believe God and his word, and we're going to do the things. He said, you take one step, I take two. So we're going to take the steps, and he's going to do the rest. We're going to leave it in his hands, but we're going to take the necessary steps we need to take. Like, again, keep up your immune system, and each one teach one. So when we come on here, we can share information with each other to let everyone know what's going on in different places and things out there, so we can at least be aware. You know what I'm saying? So that's very important. That's what family does. We keep each other abreast of what's going on in the world, because I may know something you don't know. You may tell me something I didn't know, but we're going to keep each other abreast of what's going on. Amen? And you can come here and share it on our line after we get through with our service for the day. Amen. So if there's no more requests, and no more praise, we can go ahead and get ready to close. We want to thank everyone for coming today. We enjoyed your presence, and we send love and blessings with you and the love of Christ with the hedge of protection. Till we meet next week, same prayer line, same prayer time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you touch each and every one on the line today. And we thank you, Lord, for everyone that came, everyone that participated, everyone that had information, everyone that needed a prayer request. If you kept the prayer request in your heart, that's fine. Lord, I ask that you touch each and every one of us. Keep the blood of Jesus on us, going and coming. And I ask that you protect us. We're going to take the one step, Lord, and we're going to leave the rest of it in your hands. Because you are our creator. We strongly believe in you. Our mind is much higher than the masses. Some of us are in low vibrations. Some of us are in higher vibrations. And we are getting higher with you, Lord. You are on higher vibrations, and that is our goal. If we are down low, we are asking you to touch us, to bring us up to par, to bring us higher so we can be on your level. Amen. So therefore, we will not let the strong man put a hold on our mind, and we're going to keep our mind flowing with the love of Jesus and the Christ, his will, his way, and his word. And we will live by the word of God. Amen. So now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only one wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and prayer, both now and ever. Amen.
And you guys have a beautiful weekend. Take care, and we see you guys next Friday. Amen.
Yes. Amen. See you guys next Friday. You guys take care. May the love of God keep you until we meet again next Friday at the same time.
Is moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out. And right now, I know you're able. And my
You are the last party in the conference.